Bibayawawag nibiyang nandwetawad bmayajaween, they paddle to heal life. For Vicky Walski, paddling is life. We are exercising our inherent rights to raise awareness about the concerns affecting our waters by being visible and conducting ceremony throughout our territory, says Walski, organizer of Shining Water Paddle. Shining Water Paddle, an initiative by members of the Chippewas of Georgina Island First Nation, held its third annual ceremonial journey June 5 as they paddled around Lake Simcoe, which has a shoreline perimeter of 303 kilometers. Azhunyang or Shining Waters is the Anishinaabe name for Lake Simcoe, which is located in southern Ontario in the territory of the Chippewa Tri-Council, Georgina Island, Rama and Beausoleil First Nations. Georgina Island is located in the southern shore of Lake Simcoe. The Chippewas of Georgina Island First Nation have been living under a long-term boil water advisory for years. A 2017 $2.6 million investment from Indigenous Services Canada was implemented to upgrade the community's water treatment plant. However, residents in the eastern and southern part of the community still do not have access to treated drinking water. Lake Simcoe is also being threatened these days from many sides: development, proposed highways and sewage demands, and is not only a First Nation concern, says Walski. As women, it is our responsibility to speak for the water, as we have that special connection as life givers, but the health of the lake and all waters is everyone's concern, not just First Nations, she explained. The Shining Water Paddle has been invited to participate in the 29th annual Intertribal Canoe Journey, Paddle to Muckleshoot, July 31 to August 6 in Seattle, Washington. This journey is where, annually, an estimated 120 canoes from Pacific Northwest coastal nations come together from their communities to meet up and paddle to a host community. This year's host community is Muckleshoot Tribe in Seattle, Washington. To be able to be part of this tribal canoe journey with our relations out west would be such a valuable experience in creating healthy relationships, culture sharing, creating allies. To be able to see the customs and the work on the ocean waters will be an experience to bring home and share, and possibly creating future opportunities for others, said Walski. Shining Water Paddle is a grassroots collective and is seeking funding and donations to secure flights and accommodations to be able to part of this journey. Donations can be made to their GoFundMe account or directly to shiningwaterpaddle@yahoo.com. John Hawk is from Beausoleil First Nation, Christian Island.